Tainus Perik Beis Mishnah Hei 2:5. The Mishnah discusses how there was a custom of certain Rabbanim, specifically Rabbi Chalaft and Rabbi Chananiah ben Tradian, who conducted their prayer service for on these seven fast days a little differently than I explained up to now. The Mishnah starts out by saying, Maisa. Now, usually Maisa means it once happened, a specific event. Although it seems from the Braisa and Tazan, Mabes, and the Gemara, that this was the custom that was conducted in their respective towns. Rabbi Chananiah ben Tradian lived in a town called Sichni, and Rabbi Chalafta lived in a town in Sipori, and they were the heads of the Bat Din over there. In fact, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Davlam and Zayin, a base, which says that you should make an effort to go to a base din Yafa, a quality Bezdin, and the examples given are like the Rabbi Chananiah ben Tradian's in Sichni and Rabbi Yos ben Chalafta's in Sipuri. Rabbi Yos ben Chalafta is the son of Rabbi Chalafta, of course. It seems that they allowed their shuls to conduct things a little different than usual. Now, the three changes that they allowed to happen are really reflective of what happened in the Beis HaMikdash. There were three ways in which these prayers were done differently in the Beis HaMikdash and its environments relative to how it was done in the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Those three differences were, first of all, that when the Shliach Tzibur finishes each bracha, instead of saying Amen as an answer, which is done outside of the Beis HaMikdash, they answered Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Leilam Voed. That was the answer, the response that all who heard brachas in the Beis HaMikdash would respond with. And they allowed this to happen in their shuls as well. Second of all, the bracha, each and every bracha of the Shemona Esrei is expanding the Beis HaMikdash, as it explains there in the Worm Brachas. It says that instead of saying, like, for example, Baruch Ata Hashem, Goel Yisrael, they would say, that would be like the regular bracha we're used to, they would say, Baruch Ata Hashem, and they would insert, Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam va'ad ha'olam, the God of Israel from the world and until the end of the world. That was added until the end of va'ad ha'olam to say that it's not just this world, but the next world, as the Gemara and Brachas discuss over there. So, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam va'ad ha'olam, and then it would end Goel Yisrael. So those extra words were added in the Beis HaMikdash, and it seems again that second change they also allowed to happen in their shuls. And the third change is that in the regular outside of the Beis HaMikdash, so after they said Amen to the Bracha, then they would blow the shofar, as I explained in the previous Mishnahs. But the idea is that blowing the shofar is to sort of bring that prayer directly up to heaven before Hashem. And if you are not saying Amen, but rather you're saying Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vayed, it would appear that when you blow the shofar, it's to bring up that request of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vayed, that request that Hashem's Malchus should spread and perpetuate till eternity. That's what you're bringing up with the shofar blasting. So therefore, in the Beis HaMikdash, they would repeat the chasima, the specific bakasha, the request that comes at the end of each of the brachos, like we explained in the previous Mishnah. So it would repeat it a second time, and then it would be clear that that was when the shofar blowed, that was to bring up that specific bakasha, that request, up to Shemayim. So those three changes, the not answering Amen, but saying Baruch Shem Kavod, the insertion of the extra Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam, and the repeating of the bakasha prior to the shofar blasting was done specifically and only in the Beis HaMikdash. However, our Mishnah's point, it's hard to see in the words perhaps, but our Mishnah's point is the Rabbi Chananiah ben Tradian and Rabbi Chalafta did the same kind of conduct in their own hometowns. And the Mishnah says inside, Maisa, it was the way it happened. They conducted themselves as follows. Bimei Rabbi Chalafta, Rabbi Chananiah ben Tradian, She'avar echad lefnei ha'teva, that one person would go in front of the Aron to lead the tefillah, the Shliach Tzibur, on these 7 days, they're happening inside the town square. V'gamar es ha'bracha kula, and they completed the whole bracha, meaning they said the bracha in full, a reference to the inclusion of the Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. And that's true for each of the seven modified blessings. And then, velo anu achrav amen. The people listening didn't say the usual amen response, but rather instead they said, baruch shem kavod malchus ulam voed. And then their announcement came, tiku hakohenim tiku, get ready to be tokeya the shofar. Again, the tokeya is the long blast. More about that in just a second. And then, before the shofar was blasted, a repetition happened of the chasima. So, for example, for the first one, Misha anes Avram avinu bahar hamoria, he who answered Avram, our father, at Har Moriah, Mount Moriah, hu ya'ane eschem, or osanu, the gears like I said in the previous Mishnah, like the riff, he should answer us, v'yishma b'kol ta'akas achem, hayom hazeh, and hear the sound of your cries, or of our cries, and then they'll blow the shofar. And when he says tiku, blow the shofar, that means the shofar would be blown tekiah, and then a trua, and then a tekiah, a long blast, the broken blast, and the long blast, those three sounds, and then we'd go on to the next bracha. No mention here about the Yud Gimel Midos of Rachmim, but I told you the Hanhaga would have been through that later on. That would be added in as well. And then the Mishnah continues on, and it says, the missing words, if you will, are, then they would do the next bracha. This is the Zichronos Parsh, which ends, would end, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokei Yisrael Min Olam Va'ad Ha'olam, Baruch Zocher Hanishkachos, blessed the one who remembers all that has been forgotten. And again, the people would say, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Ulam Vo'ed, not Amen. Then they would say, Har'iyu V'nei Aaron Har'iyu, note the change from Tiku HaKohanim Tiku, Tika'u, but rather Har'iyu B'nei Aaron Har'iyu, meaning that the Trua should come before the Tikiyah, so it would be Trua, Tikiyah, Trua, short blast, long blast, short blast, and B'nei Aaron instead of HaKohanim. And then again, they repeat the chasima, Misha anes avosenu alayam, sufu ya anes chem, vishma bakol tzaka sachem, hayom hazeh, or the girsa, like the riff, osanu. And then, again, they would blow the shofar. So again, it's hard to see exactly changes in the words of what's referred to, but it's those three changes we're referring to that were done in their shuls. Ukeshaba davar eitel chachamim. But when the rabbis heard of the hanhaga, the practice that was conducted in the shuls of in Tzipori by Rabbi Chalafta and in Sechni by Rabbi Chananim and Tradyan, they were not impressed. They said, Amru lo hainu nohagen ken ela b'shar ha-mizrach uvahar ha-bayis. They said, no, that's not how we do it. That way of doing the prayers is only done at the shar ha-mizrach, meaning that's the eastern gate entering onto the Azara on the base of Mikdash and har ha-bayis itself around it. There and only there. But outside of there, the Gevul, in other words, outside of the Beit Hamikdash area, we don't do the changes, we just say simply Amen. There's no extension of the bracha, and the shofar is blasted immediately after the Amen. Now, as far as the change we see here about the alternating between the Tekiya Trua Tekiya and the Trua Tekiya Trua, that actually is done. So it's going to be, there's seven modified brachos and seven sets of shofar blasts. So it'll be like, so to speak, 1, 3, 5, and 7 would be Tekiya Trua Tekiya, and then 2, 4, 6, it'll be Trua, Tekiya, Trua. That does stand. Worth noting, there was another change that was different than the Beis Hamikdash compared to the Gevulim, which they didn't take on, which is to blow both Shofar and Chatzotzrot, Shofar and the trumpet together. And of course, the Chatzotzrot, says the Rambam, would be Ma'arich, and go longer, because that's the mitzvah of the day. The Rambam would learn that it was the trumpets, the Chatzotzrot, which are blown in the shul, not shofar as well, but we go like the Bar Tanura here, that it was the shofar, not a trumpet, that was blown in the Gevulim, in the shuls outside of the Beis Hamikdash, and just a trumpet, just according to the Bar Tanura, just a shofar. According to the Rambam, just a trumpet. One final point is that all the Rishonim are bothered by how in the world could Rabbi Chalafta and Rabbi Chananim and Tradion, these are Gedolei Olam, how could, of course they knew, you're not allowed to, this Hanhaga is Hanhaga for the Beis Hamikdash, why would they dream of doing it that way in their local shuls? So, an answer given is that they understood that since people are fasting, and through the supplication, the praying, the fasting, and their being nismayat, their diminishing of their own flesh and chelev, their fats are being diminished because they're fasting, so that's really tantamount to bringing a korban, as in a korban one offers the meat and fats of the ola, let's say. So too, this is like a person's bringing himself, kilu, as a korban, and they felt that had the whole Tzibur community fasting in such a way had the status that was comparable to bringing korbanos, and that's why they thought they would have the Hanhaga like done in the Beis HaMikdash. However, as you see, the halacha is not like them. The rabbis frowned against it, and therefore we don't follow this Hanhaga as described those three changes in this Mishnah. Don't apply the halacha.